Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your voting couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, November 7th, 2016.
And this is episode 208. What is going on, everybody? This is the Valentine Cast.
Hi, everybody.
Man, it is good to be back. It has been 2 weeks.
It has been 2 weeks, yes.
Why were you looking like that?
Because I was like... Because it made it sound like we've been gone for like a month, the way you said it. It is
It is good to be back.
I'm just saying.
Seeing our folks here in the Valen Tavern. I mean, who do we have with us today, babe?
Today we have Moo Hogan is in the house.
What's up, Moo Hogan?
Hey, Zobby is also here.
What is going on, boys?
JK Grandma.
Yes, my boy.
Is here. And Diddy is in the house.
Man, the fearless hunter Diddy who saved our bacon and Sarmar yesterday.
You know, I think he didn't even know that it was us.
There was so much going on.
He didn't know that it was us.
I was like, man.
He saved our bacon. I waved to you and then you left.
Yeah, it was like, oh, man. He saved our bacon when we was killing those socialites or whatever they were. And I was like, oh shit, here we go. I got caught by one of the people and they was like, oh, let's kill that female orc that's up in here disguised as some low blood. So looked over and Diddy was just rocking it with his pet, just like, I'll save you, Valentine's, or I'll save you, person that I don't know. And Renee was like, oh, man, is that Diddy?
I like how you're just like, okay.
How am I what?
It's all crazy.
I was just playing it up, you know what I'm saying? But it was good seeing Diddy. Like Diddy said, that quest was a pain in the ass.
Dude.
I died twice.
Do we have to do that? No, I did like 3 times. Do we have to do that like soon? Because I really don't want to do that.
I don't know. We didn't have to do it today. So it's all good.
So why is... Okay, well, I'll talk about that.
Why is what? Okay, all right. So let's me mute this right here. And then let's go ahead and let's jump into some... where's Mr. Hando? Where's Hando? Is Hando here? He usually comes in afterwards, but...
Weekend Wrap-Up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
Diddy said he has tunnel vision, which, you know, it's cool. We were in Sarmar, and you got to look out for the eyes, man. People be spotting you. So I understand the tunnel vision. So I get it. There's no hard feelings. The thing is, when it's Renee and I questing, I get the kind of... If I know she's getting hit and I'm not getting hit, I need to go save her. But if I'm...
Because I'm a little squishy.
Because if I'm getting hit and she's not getting hit, I just tell her to run because she can't do shit.
He's like my tank. Yeah. Well, yeah, I can't help him in any way.
And
I can help me slightly.
So what trick did you find out yesterday, babe, that as a mage? So as many people know, can this is part of our weekend wrap up. Can this be part of our weekend wrap up?
What the...
Just playing and stuff,
sure,
like that.
Sure.
All right, because I know you're like, man, this is like media, Jay.
But
you know what?
I'm gonna let that go.
Yeah, let it go. So, you know, Renee, you know, everybody knows that ever since you played WoW.
Right.
You played a rogue, for the most part, yes. Right? So, we've been playing WoW since 2000. six or something like that.
Yes.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you play a rogue. You play the rogue 95% of that time.
Right.
And that's your main. So this expansion, Renee decided to do something different, and she went mage.
I did.
And Renee, we rocking the mage. You know, she's not used to range and stuff like... Well, she wasn't used to range, but she is now.
Yeah.
And I would say...
I'm doing a little better.
She's a badass fire mage.
No, I'm not.
Don't let her play.
Stop. I am not. Not even
so
close.
I'm not listening to you. I'm going to finish my talking.
You're not going to listen to me. Isn't that part of a good marriage is to listen?
Yes, it is. Okay. And that's why I'm going to just stop for... What you want me to say? She's a horrible mage. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Say that.
All right. So, but the one trick she did find out yesterday she forgot about was invisible.
Oh, my God. It's like I distinctly remember doing the quest for the invisible spell.
Right.
And I was like, oh, wait, I do have that. So that's like my vanish.
Right. That's your vanish. But it's not on. It's on a longer cooldown.
Yeah, it's on a longer cooldown, but it can still save my bacon.
But you also have ice block too, so you remember that though. So.
Yeah, but ice block it just keeps me alive until you can heal me again.
Right, right, right. So we were having fun out in Saramar, saw Diddy, and while we're sitting here in the Valen Tavern, I did before the show have to go up and get me some water, and then I was like, this weekend, well, our babysitter had posted a picture on Facebook of the Bloody Mary she was having. And a lot of people don't know this, but a Bloody Mary is like my favorite alcoholic drink.
It is.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get me some Bloody Mary. I'm going to get me some vodka. I'm going to get me some mix. I'm going to get me some everything to make a Bloody Mary. Except I ate all the olives. So.
Oh, that was that little jar.
Yeah.
Because you didn't use them exclusively for... the Bloody Mary you were eating.
Well,
on the side,
I
right?
did, but I put all the olives. I put more than four olives in one. I put like eight, you know. And it was a small thing of olives. I need to get some olives from like Costco or something. But I'm having a Bloody Mary. I hope you if you're listening to the show and you can where you're having a drink right now. I hope you're having a drink with me. But I also got some water as well. I'm not sure if you can...
It's good to keep hydrated.
I'm not sure if you can hear, you know, the Valentine's. We got some illness in here going on.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Halloween. How did Halloween go?
I think it went pretty well. I was the lazy Halloween mom. Like, I have... Oh, I say that. I have amazing friends who make costumes from scratch. And they're, like, amazing. And they look just like whatever they were going for. And I'm sitting here, I bought store-bought costumes a month ago.
Okay, so I am going to petition our listeners to encourage Renee and let her know that she is not a bad mom.
You don't have to petition. I didn't say I was a bad mom.
What would you say? A lazy mom?
I said I was a lazy Halloween mom.
You're not a lazy Halloween mom. That's not a lazy Halloween mom. A lazy Halloween mom is like throw a plastic bag on a kid, a black plastic bag on him, and put a pee on her and say, you're a black eyed pee.
Black eyed pee.
That's lazy. That, I mean, I'm just...
I never heard that one before.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, stop downplaying yourself. You do great. They were Wonder Woman and Supergirl.
Yeah. They were Wonder Woman and
Supergirl.
They were. And they were super cute in their costumes.
They were. They definitely were.
And they
were.
Actually kind of kept them on for the most part.
Yeah.
So.
They liked trick-or-treating.
They did. They like getting candy.
They did. They like going up. It was funny. It was because they'll walk up to the place. Like the first, so where we messed up was we went to grandma and granddad's first.
Yeah.
Right? So while we were there, what happened was they walked up to grandma and granddad's,
mm-hmm.
and grandma and granddad just kept letting them get candy.
Like as much candy as they wanted.
Out of the...
Like just kept grabbing it.
So...
Now, keep in mind, our girls do not know what candy really is.
Right.
They don't really get the concept of candy.
Right.
Just keep that in mind.
Right. So they kept doing this. So they were starting to go to other places after we left there. And they were thinking that was kind of the same thing they could do. But nah, girls. That's not how Halloween works. So
they couldn't understand why they couldn't get as much candy as they wanted, because they got as much candy at grandma's house. But
right.
Zoe did pretty good on saying trick or treating. Thank you, Maya. Not a bit. She was not having it. She was like,
I don't know these strangers.
It was like, I can't really say you can't get candy if you don't say trick or treat or thank you, because all the people that were giving out candy would think it was like an evil mom for not getting,
right.
But.
And so another funny part too was that
when the girls got candy. When the girls got home, when the girls got in the car, when the girls...
I forgot. Sorry.
But anyway, they were hoarding their candy like it wasn't candy. Like they were hoarding it like it was currency, which was hilarious.
Right, so. Right. So it was cool. It was cool. They didn't get to eat any. Mom and dad ate it.
Yeah. So. That's coming back around to that they don't know the concept of candy.
Right.
My kids have never had candy. Not because I want them to be healthy, but because I want the candy. And I know as soon as they know what candy is, they're going to be like wanting, begging for candy. And
yeah.
I don't feel like dealing with it because I want all the candy.
So yeah, we were at the, this past weekend when we went grocery shopping, it was a good sample weekend.
It was a good sample weekend.
It was like Kroger had great samples. Costco had great samples.
It was great.
It was kind of mind-boggling. And so we were in Kroger, and they were giving away Fig Newtons. And many people don't know this, but I'm not a fan of just regular Fig Newtons. But they had blueberry and triple berry. And so they, you know, I let them have a Fig Newton. They both had a Fig Newton. And I had a Fig Newton. And I was like, oh my God, these are so good. Really good.
Really good.
And she had a coupon. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get the blueberries for the girls, and I'm going to get the triple berry for Renee and I. And Renee was like, oh, man. They're finally going to have cookies to go with their snack or their lunch for the first time. And I felt bad. I was like, oh, man. Renee making me feel like that she wasn't doing this on purpose, but I personally felt that I was doing something wrong by inviting Fig Newtons into my kid's life. So now, with that guilt, that means that I am going to have to not give those blueberry Fig Newtons to them, but keep them for myself. Boom.
I think you can do that. But, and also, with Halloween, I ate about 20 Reese Cups, at least, and peanut butter Snickers, and Kit Kats, etc., etc. I ate so much candy.
Right.
And I gained weight for it. But I knew I was going to gain weight, and it was worth it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. So it was good. I too partook of Reese Cups and Snickers and...
Yeah. And the problem was we didn't have any trick-or-treaters.
Sour Patch Kids. And we put a bowl of candy outside, and I put a pumpkin beside of it on the jack-o'-lantern. And I put a note there that said, please take one. And I put in parentheses, cameras, you know.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
But we came back and the bowl was still full. So, meant the peanut butter Snickers and Reese Cups got eaten by us.
Yeah. I mean, we could have not eaten them.
Could have not done a lot of things, but we did.
We could have.
We could have not chose to breathe, but we did.
I don't think it's a thing. But so Saturday,
uh-huh,
I actually went out with my best friend Michelle.
Nice. Where did you ladies go?
Red Lobster, because it is endless shrimp.
Endless shrimp.
And she loves Red Lobster. So it was nice to catch up with her. You know, we're really good friends. I've known her since I was 13. She gets me, and she's one of the few people that I can be myself around. So it's so nice. it was just cool just to chill out with her. And I ate a lot of shrimp, and I had a drink, and I had some appetizers, and Jay paid for our meal because he is such a freaking gentleman. So that was pretty cool. So I had a great time. You know, it's nice just to get away for a bit.
Well, I'm glad. I am absolutely, absolutely, absolutely glad that you ladies had a great time and everything. And what did I do? So me and the girls, so this was Saturday before daylight savings time. So grandma came over and she hung out and she did the girl's hair.
She did.
She hadn't done it in a while. She wanted to. So she came over, mom and I talked and everything else. And yeah, I enjoy my mother-in-law, you know.
I enjoy my mother as well.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's cool peeps. So we were just sitting there. We were just talking, you know, and just catching up. And not catching up because we saw her earlier that day.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we were talking and then she left. So I went ahead and cleaned the kitchen and whatnot. And then,
thank you, babe.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, you do so much, babe, and you're amazing. So
turning the sappy podcast.
I know
it's a bit much for
this
me.
This is horrible.
Let's
man.
Just move on.
Anyway, so I put the girls down late, like 8:45, so that they would. You know, go to where they sleep longer than normal. So it kind of worked out. So then finally when I got everything situated, I came down and started playing a little bit of WoW. And that's when my baby came home and we stayed up for a little bit and hung out.
I know.
She had a good time and I was happy for her. So
that was cool.
And as if you all may hear, you know, we got some raspiness going on and we got some
Valentines are ill.
Yeah.
All four of them are ill. It's so, not a bad... Well, I had viral tonsillitis.
Da, 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 da.
First time I'd had it, I almost thought it was strep, but it felt different because it was only really hurting bad on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And viral tonsillitis really isn't the name of what's wrong. It's just a symptom. So, who knows what's wrong? My body was fighting something. That's all that means. And my tonsils were swollen from it. That's all that means.
Right, right.
So, it hurt to swallow so bad. It was terrible. I was in so much pain. But that cleared up. And then I got this weird kind of sinus thing going on. And twins... I got it from them, I think, and then Jay got it, and we're just a mess here at the Valentine house.
But, yeah, so
but it's all right.
So yeah, so that's kind of what's going on. The elections aren't over yet.
Yeah,
but tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, I am so ready. You don't
Tuesday, November 8, 2016, election 2016. 2016 commences.
So I'm nervous about the whole thing and I'm anxious and what's gonna happen like after, but I'm ready to deal with what's coming. Like, this anticipation is killing me. Like, if Trump wins, okay, I just need to learn how to, you know, not deal with all the hate that's gonna be happening. Clinton wins, I'm gonna have to deal with all the people who think she should be in jail. And
4 more years of Obama.
Oh God. And so it's like, yeah, the election is over, but it's not really over. The whole thing's not over. But anyway, so, and it was funny, we were sitting down with the family, you know, with the TV on. Every single ad, almost, it was either a car ad or it was a
car ad, lawyer ad, injury lawyer ad, or political ad.
Yeah, it
sums it up.
It was so bad, and we'd be getting all this crap in the mail. They killed about 10,000 trees just to send. They were sending us political advertisements for a state we weren't even in.
There was one dude that sent us like. The same day, we got like 3 of them. Oh, it's kind of like, okay, go ahead, man.
I guess he really wants us to vote for him. So that's the election. I think it's safe to say everyone is ready to have this over with. I haven't met anybody who say, oh, I love this part of the election process. No, it sucks.
Yeah.
But so that I think that's pretty much all we did.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, so let's see. Blah.
We watched The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
For a couple
Dead.
Weeks.
Yeah.
And whoa.
If you aren't
Negan's
ready.
An interesting character. I'll say that. Like, there are no spoilers here.
I know, but there's no spoilers. Yeah. Spoiler free.
Negan's an interesting character.
He is.
He's the kind of character you love to hate. And I think he's pretty charismatic, just even without the story backing him. But it's interesting. It's interesting to see where they'll go. It makes me anxious.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline makes me anxious, Jay.
It does.
And I'll tell you why. I'm so used to... Okay, that's probably that might be a spoiler. I'm not going to say it. I'm just used to
you can just keep
them
it that,
being in a different role.
All right. There you go. Boom.
No spoilers. So Walking Dead's going great. And I finished High School Confidential, Secrets of an Undercover Student. I read reviews of the book and people really liked it, but I thought it seemed over the top and contrived and just like, really, is this how it was for you? But I did read that they uncovered what school it was because, you know, the...
So it was real?
Yeah. Okay. So what he did, he cobbled together conversations, people's personalities, and like nobody's a straight equal of what he saw. He kind of mishmashed things together to try to keep their identities secret, but it didn't work. Come on now. We're not gonna, anyway, so done with that. Next up, it's a book Jay got me. X-Men Worlds Apart.
Oh man.
Yes.
That's gonna be amazing.
So that's up next. So I'm doing that. What's up with the Pathfinder Core Handbook there, buddy?
All right, so I picked up a second Pathfinder Core Handbook. I'm not even sure if I talked about this the first time. Did I?
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Can you hand it to me? So
I don't think they'll be able to see it, though.
So, boom, everyone. I picked up a Pathfinder Core Handbook. This is actually the second one we bought because...
That's the first one.
This is our first one that we bought. And I will say I recreated my character.
I did too.
And then Renee, after I recreated mine, she was like, you know what? I feel a little like I'm lost on my mark. Not I'm lost. I don't feel connected with my mark. And
my
I said, babe,
anybody.
Take this book and make a new character. And she went out and Renee went above and beyond and made like this amazing half-orc ranger / barbarian that is awesome.
But the problem is nobody in my party likes her, so this is going to be interesting.
Well, the thing that has happened, which I'm very proud of with our DM, is that he is starting to make sure that characters are doing their alignment.
Right.
So, like for myself, I'm going to protect you, even though I'm a dwarf clerk, cleric. You know, I shouldn't
You're
like
gonna be nice to me.
I shouldn't like half orcs, but right. You are of good spirit.
I'm of great spirit. My spirit rocks.
You're good, and so I can't. My thing is to protect you, regardless. Not protect you, but defend you.
I know you
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because she don't need protection.
Right. She doesn't. And I know that you're an overall good person, and that's all that matters. You know, I know that you're going to do good.
I can't see you playing an evil person anyway. And so not you.
That's why you saw the paladin, and I kind of talked to the lawful neutral dwarf.
Right.
That was being disrespectful. That wasn't going to fly in our presence.
Boom.
So I think that right there, yes, JK, I'll play a dwarf clerk. That is right.
Clerk.
Clerk.
I like clerk. I just think it's like Okay.
That horrible movie?
No, Clerks, I'm not. Have I ever seen Clerks?
We tried to watch it, but...
Oh, no. I've seen it. But it just didn't appeal to me. That was a movie you had to be in the moment when you saw it.
Anyway, I'm going to get some hate mail for that, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you know, people lose some Clerks.
But yeah, so... yeah, it's good. And I'm glad that he's forcing the alignments. And then also, not forcing, but he's just going to make sure that we're playing those and that there will be something bad that that can happen.
Yeah, like there's consequences for your actions.
Yeah, I mean, like the paladin and the cleric, if we're not, doing what we're supposed to be doing, we can lose powers. We can become ex-clerics and stuff like that, or ex-paladins. So
yeah, I was reading about ex things. Yeah. So if it's an ex, you're pretty much done.
Right.
And you have to make a new character.
I mean, I don't know. You can try to keep going if you want.
And do what?
Do your thing.
But I'm enjoying Pathfinder, and I definitely could tell a difference. Like, as soon as I started playing, I felt her. I felt her story, and that's what makes it fun. It was nice, and I'm glad I got to that point. So, yeah, I'm having a great time doing that.
And then what else did I do this weekend? We went over because the girls, one of our friends wanted the girls to be in like a college project. Mm-hmm. So she had to come do some video stuff. So we got to go see Adrian and Cole.
Yep.
And so Cole and I got to play some Warhammer Kill Team. So for those that don't know, most of the time Warhammer 40K is a huge game that can take 2 to 4 hours to play. But Kill Team brings that down to a smaller scale. And we got to play Kill Team in about 40 minutes. It was real nice to be able to play that. I hadn't played 40K since earlier this year.
It's been forever since you played.
Yeah, it had been a while. And I really hadn't really cared to be honest. Because we just got so much going on.
Yeah, it's just like a lot. And the holidays are coming up soon and blah.
Yeah. And I also picked up a game that I've been wanting to pick up called Mansions of Madness. It's a cooperative game that's for players from 1 to 5. And I'm looking forward to play this with Renee, myself, Nikki and Clark, and hopefully other people. And the cool part is I can play it by myself. And the iPad is like the storyteller of this game. So it's going to be kind of cool and everything. I'm not going to paint any of the models. They're going to be gray. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I just want to enjoy it. And we also been playing a lot. Would you say we've been playing a lot of Legion?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, so what you been doing in Legion? How's everything going for you?
It's going pretty well. My mage is pretty much kind of... She's getting to the point where she can't get a lot of upgrades through world quests. And so I'm probably reaching the cap soon. Excuse me.
Oh, man. That was like 28 minutes in.
No, I did it before. You missed it.
I did? Oh, okay.
But I pretty much reached the cap almost on what I can do in Mythics. I still have some slots. So once I do that, once I get the best gear I can get that's out of a Mythic, I'm pretty much done. Because that will be raiding. Well, I'll be done as far as getting more gear. But right. I've also started my Rogue Ice Flow. It's way different. I'm doing Outlaw. So different.
Yeah.
I've been playing some time.
And I've been playing my Paladin. And then my Paladin is like 105. I started playing my Rogue and my Hunter a little bit. And it was kind of like, eh. And we haven't gotten any legendaries yet. So.
Boo.
We just wait.
We have a friend who got it.
Yeah, Frisco's finally got his today. So he was super excited. And Gladian got his, of course.
Yeah.
And then after BlizzCon, the announcement of BlizzCon of the Werebear, I'd finally decided which character that I had that was above 90 I was going to boost. And lo and behold, guess who it was? It's a druid.
Yay.
So we'll see how that goes and everything. I probably won't get to wear bear form, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and do the do the druid for sure.
The,
so
the good thing is that I have a long time to play these characters. Like one day I want to get them all up. I doubt I will, but it's fun just to even try a little.
Right.
So it's pretty cool.
All right. Well, cool. Well, you want to go into the next section?
Yeah. No, I don't have anything.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, let's go into some odds and ends here so we can talk about some great accomplishments.
Odds and ends.
Man, that's been a while since we played that, man.
I know. Odds and ends we have are about potty training.
So what's going on with the potty training?
Maya is doing amazing.
She is.
She is rocking it. I am more confident in her every day. She used the big potty today. She's doing great. She had one accident, totally my fault. I didn't have the potty where she could access it immediately. That was a mommy fail. And she was so sad. When Jay found her, she had an accident. She was so sad.
Yeah.
So sorry, Maya. But you're rocking it now. So they're doing all right. Zoe doesn't care still that Maya's potty training. She just doesn't seem to give a crap. So that's fun.
She doesn't care.
She does not care.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
But yeah, so hopefully we'll get her going in a few months.
Yep. So I just want to apologize to everyone that was here at 8:30, you know, because we do this live, for starting late. I was selfish and made myself a margarita while I should have just went ahead and got a water. No, not a margarita, but
I think you're okay.
A Bloody Mary. I'll say 32 minutes into the show, you know, I'm at the tail end of it. I think that's good. So definitely worth it. So thanks for being patient with us. And also, we had some sound stuff going on, too. So, that was kind of aggravating. So, I think I'm going to pick up a cover for the good old mixer.
Yeah.
So that the girls
wandering hands away.
To keep the girls' hands away from it. I may watch this YouTube video on how to make my own.
Really?
You know.
Because
it could be easy.
Yeah.
They probably just get like a bunch of stocking caps and put them together or something.
Could be.
All right. Well, cool. All right, everyone. Remember, tomorrow, if you're in America, November 8th, if you're listening to this after it's been posted and on November 8th and you haven't went and vote yet, go vote.
Please go vote.
Let your voice be heard.
Even if you don't actually fill the ballot out, at least go and vote so that, you know, you're there. They know that you care.
Yeah, definitely. So
definitely go.
So go do that. If you want to reach out to us, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at Valentine Cast. The podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast. The Facebook page. What is the Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Valentine Cast. Video of this and past episodes can be seen at youtube.com/ Valentine Cast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy and Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
All right. So a huge thank you to all the folks at Pretty Lights Music for letting us use their music for the intro and outro. Folks over at Andrew Allen Trio for letting us use their music for the bed music. And also Alpha Geek Radio for letting us stream this live on their network. Go check them out. Patreon.com/Alpha Geek. All right, everyone. Have a great week. We'll have a great couple of weeks. We will see you on, the 21st, babe. Uh-oh. We got to talk about this. 21st, we're not going to, that's our anniversary.
Oh, we won't be here.
7 years, and we won't be here. So, with that being said, we won't see you guys until December 5th. Well, we'll probably see someone. We probably see two someones between now and then. And, you know, we'll probably see the Moors. But you won't see us on the 21st. So you guys won't see our lovely faces here again until December 5th, 2016. So have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families, enjoy your friends, and we shall talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye, y'all.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.
I'm not gonna die.
You sure?